You're listening to the audio production of Can't Nothing Bring Me Down, Chasing Myself in the Race Against Time by Ida Keeling with Anita Diggs, published by Zondervan and read by Lisa Renee Pitts. Chapter 1, September 1982. When the solution is simple, God is answering. I believe it was a smart man named Albert Einstein who said that. For me, it was my daughter Cheryl who came up with a solution to my problem. If she had not, I would probably be dead today, or have a quality of life so low it wouldn't matter if I was alive. Cheryl dropped by my place one day while I was trying to watch a soap opera. It was hard for me to concentrate because I was feeling so blue. I'm not even sure what soap opera was playing on the screen. Sometimes it seemed like the characters were moving in slow motion, and nothing that came out of their mouths made any kind of sense. I guess that's because my psyche had slowed down, and it felt like I was moving around in a bowl of thick oatmeal. Not a pleasant feeling, but me and the icky sensation were becoming well acquainted. Too well. "Mommy, I need a favor," Cheryl said.
"What kind of favor?"
"I want you to go somewhere with me." Oh, no. I didn't feel like getting dressed and going nowhere. It was all I could do to reach out and change the channel on my TV set.